Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the last episode of Hot Topic Tuesday for 2022.
That's right, y'all. We almost there. It is December the 27th, 2022. We officially have 6 days left until 2023. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, Queen Laker Girl, and my fellow queens and kings listening out there. And happy to the last edition of Hot Topic Tuesday for 2022. So we're going to make it a good one. Good morning,
yeah.
Everyone.
Good morning. Yeah, hopefully we'll get Gab in this morning. Right now we're down to three queens, me and, of course, Queen Real Delia and Zoila. Thank you guys for being here. I know it get, you know, this is something that we do consistent, so I thank you guys for getting up every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, showing up early in the morning. If you're on the West Coast, it's early, 6:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, I wake up at 6:18. Well, my alarm wakes up at 6:18. Whether I hear it or not is another thing. we've been here. And so I appreciate you guys for coming through. Of course, things change, you know. Rich sister doing her thing out there in Georgia. And I don't know why I always say Georgia like that. I guess because Georgia, the song. And, of course, Georgia Digger herself have, you know, worked late, so I get it. You know, coming in just in the morning and then have to do a podcast sometimes does not work out. All right, y'all, let's get into it because we're going to get into our three play, our last three play on this Hot Topic Tuesday. Not for, you know, for Hot Topic Tuesday. We do it all week. But I wanted to focus on any email artists that you guys did be played on this Hot Topic Tuesday. Your favorite female artist, I put in the topic, our three play female artists of 2022. Was, you know, whoever you feel. Like, you know, for me, it would be, of course, Athena Marie or Anita Baker or, you know, people I just love listening to, even Mary J. Blige being one of them. You know, just female artists that you feel be played this morning. So, let me see. I didn't have anybody yet. I just came to mind. But, you know, maybe I'll do that. And then on Thursday, we'll do the male men, and then on Friday we're just going to give it into our new music, our last new music, Love It or Leave It, New Year music, right? Go ahead.
Did you say that the female artist is like our favorite for 2022 or just period?
Yeah.
Like across the...
Yeah, 2022 or, you know, I mean, again, for me it could be across the board. If you look at it, I mean, but if it's somebody new, of course, that you want to bring to it. In 2022, who do you listen to so much in this year? Who have you, or who do you, you know, who's in heavy rotation in your, on your playlist for 2022? Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's still Sade for me. I mean, she needs a new album to go ahead and come out, but
you know what?
Yeah, I can listen to her. And
yeah, I understand she's supposed to be coming out with something. So yeah, let's get some Sade up. I love me some Sade along with Snow Allegra. So we'll get her up, and then we'll get Snow Allegra in there. Good morning to you, Valcine. So let me see some Sade. Let's get into some Sade, y'all. Anything particular? Just anything? Which one? You know, she is a bad.
Can we start with Cherish the Day? That would be
okay.
Nice.
Yeah, let's get into it, y'all.
Cherish the day. I won't go astray.
Dave Alcine. We'll get yours on after this one. Gladys. has Billie Holiday, Them, Their, Eyes.
With you the first time I looked into them their eyes, and you have a certain little cute way of playing with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you started something with them their eyes. You'd better look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. Oh, baby, them there.
Come Thank you.
And that concludes our music segment, our three-play music segment, which we featured female artists of 22. That's heavy in our rotation, on our playlist. And Snow Allegra and Anita Baker are definitely two female that I play regularly in my playlist. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Queens in the Morning, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is December 27, 2022. It is Hot Topic Tuesdays, and we always start our mornings off with, of course, Rich Sister, but she's not here this morning. And so I'm going to go ahead and read from our Little God's Time for Women, 365 Daily Devotions, my little purple book. And it is dated for December 27th. It has highways, and this is going to also cover footprints segment because Georgia Brown Sugar is not here either. All right. So the title is Highways. If you stop to think about it, most of our conversations are made up of a dialogue of various opinions. We talk about the facts for sure, but the meaningful stuff comes when we start to influence those facts with our own sentiments. There's nothing wrong with searching for meaning in situations and trying to make sense of the complexities of life. It's possible that the quest for understanding is an integral part of our human nature. However, we ultimately need to surrender our understanding and opinions to God's truth. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. In the context of this scripture, God is speaking specifically about his mercy for his people. There are ways of God that we simply cannot understand, but we need to trust that his ways and thoughts are better. Are there certain ways of God that you just can't make sense of in your life? Be encouraged to surrender your thoughts in order to trust his. And that concludes Little God's Time for Women, 365 Daily Devotions. And we're going to keep it going with you. Get real with Delia, since we're short two queens this morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topic Tuesday again. I just want to reflect on the holiday that just passed, Christmas, and, you know, part of why it's so special to me. For one thing, my daughter's due date was Christmas, 1981. She was born December 22nd, 1981. I brought her home on Christmas Eve. And nobody brought me any Christmas presents. They just came over to see her. They brought me a lot of little peep things for her, but nothing for me.
That was your
but
present,
my
right
daughter, there. Yeah, she was the best Christmas present I ever got. And then she loved Christmas so much. You know, I think that when she was real little that she thought Christmas had something to do with her, because there was like always Christmas trees in her birthday pictures, you know, because she still had a birthday party even though her birthday was right before Christmas. But this year, it's become more and more of a tradition for me that I try really hard to make sure I get really good gifts for all the people that I love. And I have a pretty extensive gift list. And on Christmas Day, I was paid a very nice compliment from my bonus granddaughter, Hannah, who is my neighbor's daughter. I've adopted the family. Hannah said, I'm the best gift giver. And her mother said that she agrees with her. So that made me very happy. But I got to tell you, yesterday I got my favorite gift for this year. My favorite nephew, who lives in Portland, he's originally from Alaska, surprised me yesterday. And he's in the next room sleep on the couch. He played a trick on me. He sent me a message last week and asked me what my address was, and said that he was going to probably come visit me in February. And then yesterday morning, he sent me a message and asked me if my couch was available and what I wanted to do for dinner. So that was my biggest Christmas gift this year. My nephew Jeremy is here for a visit. So have a very blessed Tuesday, everyone. Oh, and I was originally planning to do Kwanzaa. Today is Kuji Chagulia, which is self-determination. It's the second principle of Kwanzaa. Yesterday was Ujamaa, unity. And actually, Kuji Chagulia was my favorite Kwanzaa principle. And I actually had a California license plate, Kuji Star 1, which was on my very first minivan that I bought when I had my transportation business, 21st Century Transportation. And so Kuji Star 1 was the name, you know, Kuji Chagulia was the name of the van because it was self-determination for me to have my own business of transporting people and setting my own prices. That business went from 2001 to 2007. And so Kuji Chagulia, Habari Gani is what's the word. And today you would respond Kuji Chagulia. It's the second principle of the Nguza Saba, the seven principles of Kwanzaa. Have a very blessed day. Happy Kwanzaa. And looking forward to a very prosperous and happy, healthy new year for everybody. This has been Get Real with Dennis.
All right. Thank you for that, Real Delia. Let's go ahead and get into Stephanie's sports segment. Okay, I was in it. I'm just trying to get into the my internet wanted to act funny. And then let's see, y'all. I wanted to talk about, I'm going to go more into stories this morning on what's happening in the sports world. And the story that I wanted to talk about was Jerry Jones, who was just recently, okay, hold on, where is it? Save stories. I got a lot of those. Okay. He is up for, let me just Google it because this damn app ain't working. Jerry Jones had a daughter. He has a 17 or a 27-year-old daughter right now. And it's a daughter that he had out of wedlock. And he was ordered to take a paternity test amid legal dispute with the 26-year-old woman, who is his daughter, y'all. So a Texas judge has ordered Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones to take a paternity test amid a legal dispute with the 26-year-old woman. The woman, Alexandra Davis, claims Jones is her biological father. Jones' lawyer declined to make an immediate public response, but court filings indicate they plan to appeal the decision. Davis filed a paternity lawsuit against Jones in early March, and although he has yet to admit to being Davis' father, a lawyer for Jones admitted less than a month later that the Cowboys owner has paid out millions to Davis and her mom, Cynthia Spencer Davis. In a statement, Jones' lawyer told ESPN that he has regularly given money to the two Davis women on Jones' behalf since Alexandra's birth on December the 16th in 1996. On numerous occasions, he said, I have made payments on behalf of Mr. Jones to Cindy and Alex Davis. Jack also noted that he gave Cynthia Davis a lump sum payment of $375,000 in 1995 and also revealed that Jones gave Cynthia Davis monthly payments for child support, which ultimately totaled over $2 million. According to Jack, the Cowboys owner set up two trusts to help pay for Alexandra Davis' upbringing, as those trusts have paid out more than $1.2 million over the past 25 years. According to ESPN, Alexandra Davis is expected to get two more payments from the trust, with one coming when she turns 26 and another stated when she turns 28, so I'm suspecting she already got the one for 26 because she's 26. Besides the trust, Jack claims that Jones has also footed the bill for several extravagant items, including a $70,000 Range Rover that Alexandra Davis received on her 16th birthday, That same year, Jones also spent $33,000 to help throw a Sweet 16 party. The Cowboys owner also forked over nearly $50,000 for two big trips Alexander Davis took abroad. One trip was a Christmas vacation to Paris with her mom, where Jones allegedly chipped in $25,000. The other vacation was a trip abroad that she took following her college graduation. Jones is said to have contributed $24,000 to that trip. In a court filing from March 28, Jones asked that the paternity lawsuit be thrown out as the Cowboys owners called it an extortion attempt. Jones spokesman Jim Wilkerson called the lawsuit a money grab. Wilkerson and Jack claimed that Davis originally was trying to get $20 million from Jones, and they made that demand at a dinner a few years ago. In that meeting, Alex read to me a personal letter she had drafted to Jerry Jones in which she expressed her dissatisfaction with what she had received and sought $20 million. Jack said she stated that if that amount was paid, she would not bother Mr. Jones again and would keep their relation confidential. Alexandra Davis lawyer Andrew Bergman claimed no such demand was made. Let's see the letter, Bergman said Thursday, and let's see the evidence that more money was paid beyond those agreements. And I would ask, why? Is Jerry saying that money is a substitute for being a father? Do the millions make him a good father, and do they make my client an extortionist? Don't forget the money was contingent on being silent. According to Alexander Davis' lawsuit, which was filed on March 3rd, the $375,000 given to her mom was actually hush money to buy her silence about the identity of Alexandra's real father. Alexandra Davis filed a paternity lawsuit because she has been forced to abide by a confidential agreement that was signed by her mother. Alexandra Davis was 1 year old when the agreement was signed, and she wanted the court to rule that she no longer be bound by it. She also wants to be able to acknowledge Jones as her father. It's hard to imagine what could be less in the best interest of a child than to enforce a confidentiality agreements that leave a child without a father and which prevent or legally punish a child from even stating who her father is. According to the paternity lawsuit, Alexandra Davis just wants to have a father she can acknowledge. The combined effects of the aforementioned confidential agreements and Cynthia's divorce proceedings resulted in plaintiff never having a legal father, the lawsuit stated. To add incredible insult to injury, plaintiff has had to spend her entire life hiding and concealing who her real father is. Defendant Jones' only role in plaintiff's life to date other than to shun her has been to coerce her from ever disclosing his identity. Jones' camp isn't buying that explanation. The facts clearly show that millions of dollars have been paid, and on top of that, a $20 million shakedown attempt was made. I think this speaks to itself as the motives. Alexandra Davis, who currently works as an aide to U.S. Rep. Ronnie Jackson, Republican, Texas, he's a Republican, has yet to make any type of public comment about the lawsuit. For his part, Jones was asked about the lawsuit at the NFL annual league meeting this past week, and he ducked the question. That is personal, he said. That is personal. The next court date in the case has yet to be scheduled. Now, I don't know who to believe in this one, but the it was something that just happened recently. So I want to get you guys' thoughts on this real quick because I know it's my segment. But I want to know who I want to see. I want to see her. I want to see the mother and I want to see the daughter. I want to see who they look, what nationality they are.
That could have a lot to do with it.
It could have a lot to do with it. Okay. I'm going to try to Google who they are, who do you believe, Zoila? Do you think it's the daughter just wants to have to be able to acknowledge her dad? And, you know, she didn't. She didn't make that decision. Her mother did it for her.
Exactly. And I believe the daughter, number one.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing was a cover-up from the get-go. if her mom had to sign that confidentiality agreement, and Jerry knew all those years ago when the baby was born, monies were exchanged over time. That's another sign that it's obviously true. Otherwise, he's not paying the average person any money just because someone says, oh, you're my father, you know? There had to be some truth to that, in my opinion. I want to see the paternity test, or, you know, hear about it, rather. I hope he submits. And, you know, I really feel sorry for her because if it's true and Jerry Jones is her father, I mean, he deprived her of a lifetime of a bond with her. I mean, obviously that's what she's wanted, not just money. It sounds like, you know, she's wanted to have some kind of relationship with him. But, yeah. You know, Jerry ain't thinking about her. He's just thinking about his money, his fortune, the Cowboys, et cetera. And that's pitiful, but it's not surprising. I mean, look who we're talking about here.
Right.
So that's my opinion.
Well, they're not black. They are white.
Okay.
And, I just looked her up. And so they are Caucasian. It looks like, I'm trying to think if this is her right here. Because there was this show that was on television, Big Rich Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is the picture of her right here, which I think it is, then I have watched that show. I watched a season of it. It's like these white women from Texas, they're rich. And this particular woman, she was mean-spirited. And
ooh.
So now I'm seeing who it is. So I see, because I was like, you know, where's her husband? She got all this money. But, oh, yeah, I think she got another husband. She married again. But, you know, this is her. This is the one he had the child by. So now that I see who it is, then I can see the extortion being in route, too.
Mm.
Because she's a very mean-spirited woman. And in order to keep up the lifestyle that she has, she need that money.
Right.
So I could see that because, you know, I mean, we know that he knows that it's his daughter. I mean, he's paying for it. He knows that it's his daughter. He know it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through the process of DNA just to make it legal.
Right.
But he knows that's his daughter. He got to because he ain't going to give up all that money. And I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He's giving her two lump sums. He gave her lump sums. He gave the mother a lump sum. Then after she became a certain age, 26 and 28 or whatever, she got three payments paid out. Now I'm seeing who it is. I can see the extortioning. I can see him being extorted by these women. Because that lady, if you ever watch Big Rich Texas, you'll see that these women on there are, people talk about the Atlanta housewives being ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
These white women are rich and ratchet. Yes, they fight, talk about, call each other bitches, all that shit. It was hilarious to me.
I've never heard of it, but I would love to see it.
Yeah, and the girl, their daughters are little tramps, you know. They like sleeping around and all that shit, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. But, Delia, what are your thoughts? Do you think that he's being extorted or he just don't, I mean, everybody know now that that's his daughter, shit, just from this.
Well, you know, I just looked him up because I don't know these people, and he's 80 years old, and I think that she wants to have her identity as his daughter legal because he's really close to the end of his life. I mean,
she wanted
to be 100.
Be included in that big money payout. Yep,
that's right.
Yeah.
She's trying to get it
out. She's been getting money, you know, while he's a, you know, for her life, she's been getting money, but, you know, she really, you know, stands to inherit a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, if he's still the owner of the Cowboys, you know. Probably, possibly a share in the franchise and all of, you know, I mean, at his death, you know. if he you know, continues to be the owner of the Cowboys, if he doesn't sell his stake in that, then, you know, she stands to be set for life and never have to work. It's an enviable position that she's in, you know, besides the fact of being spurned her entire life and not being acknowledged. But yeah, she's had a lot of money to make living that kind of life more bearable. So I'm inclined to think two things. One, that she genuinely does want to be acknowledged. And two, that possibly, since you're saying, because I know nothing of her and her personality and these people, and two, that she genuinely wants to be acknowledged because she doesn't want her paydays to end upon his death.
Yeah.
She wants to get the ultimate big payday.
I agree with you. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I did think about the part that I said, yeah, she, you know, because he's close with his other kids. And if anything happens to then she's going to have to go through the process of, you know, proving it. Why not prove it while he's alive? So, and then she gets some of that Jerry Jones money. You know what I mean?
Right. And, I mean, you know, it's business. And Jerry Jones is a businessman. So get with it, Jerry.
Yeah.
Handle your business. You've ignored her practically in public all these years, but yet and still you're close with your other family and kids. I'm like, you know, do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. That's all right, so let me see what other news story. What the hell? Disney Plus. Taking money out of my account. No, I don't think so. No. I don't remember paying or have Disney Plus at all. I canceled that shit. Log in. I'm going to dispute that because, no, that's not happening. Crazy. All right, so let me get back to this. Pre-approved? No. Oh, you know what? It was set up as, you pay for a year. Well, let me cancel.
And then they automatically renew you.
I'm guessing that may be
every goddamn thing, because I don't remember doing this anyway. I don't even watch Disney Plus, or my G baby don't watch it, or Kaylin. Well, if Kaylin do it, she'll do it. She'll pay for it herself. But I'm about to tell them now. We about to call them. I'll call them in a minute. All right. Okay. All right, y'all. Let's do this. All right, that my last story. Where is my? Let me get into it. That distracted me. All right, then my go back in here. Jerry Jones, give the girl what she deserve. 80-something years old. Yeah, we'll see how much longer he'll be around. But yeah, the wife. I was wondering. I was like, she got her another husband? No, actually, she doesn't. She didn't have a husband because she was pushing up on one of the other ladies' husbands. Oh, my God. That's, yeah, because I was like, oh, she's something else.
Mm-hmm.
And but the way they move, they act like they share everybody over there. So, some of those shows be so funny to me. It'd be comedy for me. All right, let me see what I got in mind. All right, let me get into sports. I don't even know if sports happened this week. I didn't watch any. If they did, let me get into this one right here, Yahoo Sports.
Well, I heard that the Broncos are doing horrible, or at least in this last game with their new quarterback.
Oh, really? Okay, let me...
Yeah. What's his name, Sierra's husband?
Russell.
Yeah, Russell, thank you. I couldn't think of his name, Russell Wilson.
Okay, Russell
like,
Wilson.
Mr. Sierra.
Oh, wow. So he's doing horrible over there. I haven't watched him. Okay, here it is. More concerned.
Well, he had a bad game. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a bad game. All right, let's see what's going on with the NFL here. Playoffs. Okay, here we go. Trending. Minnesota beat Green Bay. Let me see. Hold on for a second. 6-9. People can't believe. All right, here we go. NFL power rankings. I'm trying to find out the playoffs right now because Super Bowl is coming up soon. I'm assuming Super Bowl is going to be in February, which it normally is. Let's see. Here we go. Scores and standings. Here we go. All right. So for the playoffs, we got Buffalo, who has clinched. They're, of course, in it. They're 12-3. Kansas City is in it. They clutched their division. They're 12-3 along with Buffalo. Cincinnati is also in it, 11-4, and Jacksonville is in it, all right. Baltimore is in it. The Chargers are in it. They're in the wild. This is the wild card. So Baltimore has made it in. And the Los Angeles Chargers, they have made it in. So if they lose their next game, they're out of it. Anybody who starts to lose are out of it. On the NFC side, we got Philadelphia, who is the league division leader, NFC leader, 13-2. Minnesota is in there, clinched their division. They're 12-3. San Francisco, of course, are in it. They clutched it, 11-4. Wild card is Dallas, 11-4. And New York Giants have made it in, and the Washington Commanders made it in. These are all the teams that have made it in. So any given Sunday, if you lose, you're out of it. I'm hoping out of these teams that have made it into the playoffs. Now, Denver have made it. They didn't make it in. So he's not, you know, his season is over. His season is over, yeah. So his season is over. Even Miami made it in. Wow. The Dolphins made it in, okay. So it looks like out of all of these teams, Washington, New York, Dallas, Tampa, San Francisco, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Miami, the L.A. Chargers, Baltimore, Jacksonville, Cincinnati, Kansas, and Buffalo, I want San Francisco to win. I would take San Francisco out of anyone that's made it so far. So I'm going to be rooting for the San Francisco 49ers to make it all the way through and hopefully let them, you know, hopefully they can. They could win the Super Bowl. It'll be good to see if they do. In the NBA, I know that the Lakers have fallen back. You know, they just they're just not doing well. Again, we just cannot keep a consistent winning situation. So Boston is still top on the East. In the Eastern Conference, they're 24-10, where Brooklyn is right behind them, 22-12, and Philadelphia is 20-12. And then we got Milwaukee, who's heading up the Central Division. They're 22-11. Cleveland is doing well, 22-13. Lynn would be happy about that. They're finally doing well, Lynn, again, because they've done well during his time when LeBron was on the team. Indiana Pacers is 17-17. Then we got Southeast Division, is Atlanta's heading that off 17-6. Miami Heat 17-17, and the Washington Bullets are 13-21, which is horrible. And then in the Western Conference, the Flippers, wow! And the division that the Lakers are in, they're last in the division that they're in. But however, Golden State is right above them. Okay, so the Lakers are 13-20. We're six games behind the Flippers, who are in first in our division. They're 20-15. They're a 500 team, as well as the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. So in our division, in our specific division, the Western Conference, which is the whole division, but our division, the Pacific Division, which the Lakers normally are in first, the Flippers are in first, the Golden State are in fifth, because the Lakers are in sixth. Golden State are in fifth. The Kings now are in third. They are 17-14. They are a 500 team. Good for them. They're just one game behind the Flippers to take over first place. So, wow, Sacramento, I give you a little applause for that. And then in the Southwest Division, we got the New Orleans Pelicans, they're 21-12. And Memphis Grizzlies are 20-12. And in our division, we barely have teams that are over 500, which is sad. The Southwest has teams, of course. New Orleans is doing very well. They are 21-12, as I said, and their percentage is 636. Memphis is 625, the Grizzlies, and then Dallas Mavericks is 500 team. Everybody else is below that. Then we got the Denver Nuggets, 21-11, 656. So they are right now in the Western Conference are the best team on the, in the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets. And then we got Portland, 18-16. They're 500 team, barely. And then Utah is also 19-17, barely a 500 team. Anybody else after that is not. You know, we got plenty more games to go. You know, as you know, NBA championship isn't until June. So they got plenty of time. Usually after February is when, you know, most teams start to go hard and winning more games so they can win their division and also have gain home court advantage. All right, child, that is going to conclude Stephanie Beard's sports segment. And we're going to get right into Zodiacs with Zoila.
Yes, and good morning once again, Queen and Kings out there. And welcome to another edition of Zodiac with Zoila. And today's cosmic theme is Memories of the Moon. Since there's no way to go back, the past can only serve as a point of reference, something by which to compare the main event to. The main event is always happening now. The dreamy Pisces moon calls us to yesterday, but do not be fooled. A memory is never the actual past. Rather, it's a past-themed thought you are having right now. Aries, telling yourself to do things will only work if you really want to do them. You're not about to be bossed around by anyone, least of all, you. You will respond to fun and rewards, though. How can you build that into your system? Taurus, even when people behave in less reliable ways than you deserve, all is not lost. An inconsistent relationship can still come through for you in some way. Even a stopped clock is right twice a day. Gemini, choosing happiness won't involve clicking your heels together to teleport to a different scenario. Instead, it will have to do with finding the goodness and fun in your current circumstance and making the most of where you are. Cancer, a new interest will require more of you than you anticipated, but because you're so curious, exploration is effortless. It won't be long before it's harder to stay away from the subject matter than it is to go deeper. Leo, while some offer their life choices up to social media for scrutiny in exchange for attention, you much prefer to run things by a select group of trusted individuals in person. You'll get all the feedback you need to progress. Virgo, while it's impossible to measure immeasurable things, it's well within the realm of possibility to impart to others just how precious certain things are to you. They'll know you better as you give a vivid sense of your values and priorities. Libra, you'll diplomatically assert yourself, seek influence, and have your own identity beyond your various connections and roles. Here comes evidence that your ascent to leadership and prominence is underway. Scorpio, past events that were once overwhelmingly large in your psyche are now small seams in the rearview mirror that shrink down further as you travel away. Soon they will be reduced to lessons that can fit inside the pages of a book. Sagittarius, the one who thinks of you often will continue to do so whether you check in or not, but taking the time to connect will reward both of you with a soul-nurturing feeling of belonging. Capricorn, you're a communication expert working on multiple levels to make things better for all. People will try their best. For the plan to work, they don't have to understand completely. They just need to know what to do next. Aquarius, you'll see things differently from how the others in your group do. An objective witness would find you factually accurate, but that matters little to the outcome of the situation. Getting along will be more important than being right. And Pisces, while it's easy to see how people respond to you in the room, you don't get a sense of what happens when you're not there. You can bet they wonder where you are, what you're doing, and who you're with, and more. And for today's birthday, December 27, 2022, wanting well is an art. Your cosmic birthday gift is that, unlike most humans, you'll want what will actually bring you joy. It starts with an open mind. Better to try everything than to assume you'll like what everyone else does. An industrious team helping you meet will help you meet goals, family additions, and new property. And your lucky numbers for the day are 14, 39, 6, 20, and 11. And for celebrity birthdays today, I managed to scrap up a few. Some of these people I don't know, but here goes. Jamal Charles, football player. He formerly attended the University of Texas in his college years. Born on this day in 1986, he also played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He turns 36 today. Jay Ellis, he's an actor. He was on the show Insecure, which I missed the entire episode, like everything, and I hate it. What if you
hate
to go back?
Insecure?
I hate the fact that I missed it. Like, I never watched one episode ever, and that was, like, the biggest show. When I have time, certainly. I've had a very busy past 2 years, so I'll have to do that in 2023. But nonetheless, Jay Ellis, he turned 41 today. He's from that show. Actress Eva LaRue turns 56. She's an actress and a model. She was born in 1966, of course. And you guys might remember Eva, or Ava, however she pronounces that, from CSI Miami. And she also played a character on All My Children. And last but not least, give it up, y'all, for Mr. John Amos. Very famously known from the hit 1970s series, TV series, rather, Good Times. Of course, he played the father. Oh, yes, and Roots. That's right, and Coming to America. And so John Amos was born December 27th of 1939, so he turns 83 years young today. So happy birthday to all of them. He's one of my actors. Really cool guy. But that does it for my segment, everyone. So thanks for listening to Zodiacs with Zoila. Hope you guys found that interesting about Zodiac. In 2023, I'm going to be searching new places to look up my zodiac. These have been cool because you guys know I don't come up with this stuff. I do have sources. I've always enjoyed zodiacs and things. You know, I don't take it too serious, but sometimes it's kind of cool to look at parallels. But I'll be looking for some new sources for 2023, maybe to bring some love horoscopes and relationship things of that nature. So I'm passing the mic back over to Queen Laker Girl. It's all yours. Am I still on? Anybody there? Hello?
I had myself on mute. My apologies. Go ahead. You know, that's just the rule. When you're not speaking, put yourself on mute. I want to say thank you for that, Queen Zoila, for the Zodiacs, of course, and I look forward to 2023. I believe this is Queen Georgia Brown Sugar. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am so sorry. I have been exhausted, running up and down the road. But happy holidays to everybody. I hope everybody was full.
Thank you.
And I hope you enjoyed your families and friends.
Yes, absolutely. I know I have been. Mostly at home. But, you know, quiet, peace, and just being with my daughter is priceless during this holiday.
All right now. Yes, 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 yes.
Now, yes. Georgia Brown, you can do your footprints if you like.
Oh.
Yeah, if you want, it's up to you.
I'll do something off the top of my head. Now, okay, sometimes we have, you know, we always talk, love your family, be with your family, you know, no matter what, blood is thicker than water. But you got some family that is like water, and you need to let it run away. I mean, you can still love them, but love them for a distance. Only, I mean, you try to mend your fences. If that doesn't work, you still have family. But it doesn't mean that just because of family that you let them, you know, continue whatever their tirade or their abusive actions or whatever. You just love them for a distance. There's some things they have to shake loose in 2023. And some of them are just toxic people, you know. So my thing is just be happy, you know, and not everybody's going to be happy for you to be happy. So just be happy, do your thing, love your family, even the ones that, you know, you're like, how the hell are you getting in this family because you're odd and you're just hateful. Love them anyway. And love them away from me, like you would do someone who is toxic. But enjoy life. Know what you want. 2023 is coming up. Time to shed all the negativity and just be happy. Try to be positive and keep climbing. That's my footprint for the day.
Thank you for that, Georgia Brown Sugar. Yes, I totally agree.
I agree with everything. All the above.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I plan, you know, I'm not going to make any resolutions. I'm not trying to do all that. I'm just trying to be better. You know how you do through footprints. I learned that. Be better. Because
you have to just be better.
Yeah, that's all you can do, really, is try to be better than who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Be kinder and all of that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you don't have to be around all the bullshit. Just eliminate yourself from it because it ain't even worth it.
And you don't have to wait till one day to start working on being better. You can make that your goal every day to be better
that's
than you were yesterday.
Of life. That's just a life goal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not life-setting goals. I've always been goal-oriented. And, but, yeah, I agree with you, all that. On December 25th, we did have family come over for dinner, enjoyed, had played games. We were having a lot of fun playing Uno. We had everybody, it was required that everybody get on the Oculus and do the ride, do the roller coaster ride, and it was just hilarious watching people do the Oculus when you're on the outside, but then we set it up where we could see what they see on the other on the television screen, so it made it easier for people because some people was like, nah, I don't want to get on it. Of course, my grandbaby, she loves it. I told her, you know, I had set a goal for her when she first tried it out earlier this year. When I got it, she loved it, and I said, "Yes, you'll get one for you know her birthday is in September." I think I said birthday, and then I buy her books all the time, and I say, "Yeah, you should read all those books." And so she's at a third grade level. She's second grade, but she's at a third grade level when it comes to reading. She have gotten so many awards and all of this, right? And so she came at me and she was like, "I'm getting an Oculus," and I can't get her an Oculus. She's just too young. She's only 8, and you know, it's recommended for 13 and older. But I even then, for me, 13 is still young. But you know, I just convinced her. I was like, "Listen, you're not old enough yet. We'll get something else." So she settled for a bicycle. And I like that.
Yeah.
No Oculus.
Yeah.
It is an adult game. And kids will, you know, get too addicted to that, being in a whole new universe. So,
right.
Yeah, but it was so much fun. We played all kind of games, Family Feud, Perfection. We got all that stuff, checkers and all that. So it turned out, had some good food. And just enjoyed. Yeah.
Oh, when I arrived at my brother's house, we just had Joe knee replacement surgery, but she always does Christmas. That's her holiday. So I get there, and my great niece runs up. I said, What? What's this look on your face? And she's standing next to me. And she goes, "Oh, I guess you're a little bit taller."
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, "What?" So I take off my boots, and, you know, she waited for me, I went in there, I was like, "Let me get up and start getting things together." I walk back in towards the living room, she starts over by me, stands up, she goes, "I am taller than you." She's 7 years old.
So, that's funny.
So I look at the 8-year-old, and I'm like, "Well, I'm still taller than you, so now." And wait a minute, we were all trying to do the cuff it, you know, challenge.
Oh, the cuff it, yeah. You know what? I wanted to do it, and I said that to everybody, and they was like, you know how you say something, they go, you know, like the yay, but not yay, the no, not really
the one
situation.
One.
That one.
Yeah,
We didn't end up doing it, but if I wouldn't have forgot about it, we would have done it, trust me. I would have had them do it. And plus, you're getting up in age. So I go in the room. I said, "Let me lay down." It's about 11-something now. They still up. And I went and laid down for a minute, and that was it. And then I wake up, everybody gone. My son is still here. He was cleaning up. He was still cleaning up and came in the room. He's like, "Oh, everybody gone." I said, "What?"
How long did you look at the inside of your eyelids?
I think I was, see, for probably a good hour, because they all were gone. It was about when I woke up, so they was all leaving or gone. So, we had a lot of fun. And I was up early cooking, you know, I had, we had turkey, we had, and I bought the honey baked turkey, the big one, you know, that you just put in and warm it up, and it tastes so amazing. You don't have to do nothing, y'all. You got to do is do what you're supposed to do. You know, I made the dressing and all that stuff. I did the sides and stuff of the greens. I did have this guy, I don't know if you tried this food, Zoila, but he does KBLAs all the time. His name is Lionel. Lionel.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. His food is amazing. Oh, my God. The boy is a, when it comes to those greens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I had,
yes. He catered something for us, Father's Day meal.
Yeah.
We had.
He caters him all the time. Yeah. He told me he does KBLA. I know that we probably going to use him for the chamber. But, yeah, shout out to Lionel Anderson. Delights by Lionel, I think is the name of his catering company. And, I had him because when I went to KBLA's Christmas party, I was like, this food is good. So, and me and him talked, so, yeah, he ended up making me some greens and some yams. I had him do that for me, greens and yams. Oh, and the mac and cheese. And that mac and cheese was so, a hit with them. I wake up, it ain't even a corner left. Not even a corner.
You snooze, you
Not
lose.
A corner left. Because I told everybody, I said, you know, I'm setting out these to-go containers. I want everybody to take food home, which they did. But they didn't leave not a corner of that mac and cheese. I know that.
Okay. Okay.
Gone. I was like, wow. And it was a big, you know, we had a big container of it. So, but yeah, I got to tell. And, but yeah, that's what happened here. I think Jay is saying he wants to do something the New Year's Eve. So may do something like a little small dinner party or whatever. But yeah. That's what I
do. What are you gonna do? Go to sleep? You know Jay go to sleep at the moment the sun go down.
Yeah. That's very true. That is so true, because, you know, you wake up with the crack of the dawn. Sometimes it might not even be light yet outside. You wake up, so, you know, can't stay up late like you used to, y'all. Just can't.
Oh, honey, please. And then it's raining. See, that was my problem. It's raining, so I love the sound of rain. And I was like, oh, shoot. And my phone was shoved underneath my pillow. I said, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. The alarm was under the pillow. And saw the rain. I was like, oh, God, they're going to kick me in the kneecaps. I'm like, I'm too sure for y'all to do that. So, anyway.
And it was actually really beautiful here in South Los and Southern Cal, where I'm at. It was 78.
Ooh.
It was 78 degrees. It was beautiful.
It was
the sky was clear. It was really a nice evening. It turned out to be, you know, the weather was amazing. I was like, okay,
Shoot, it was cold, foggy, pea soup foggy, and rain.
Wow.
It didn't rain until the last night, but it's been cold, that fog, you can't see. And I'm like, you got to wait before you go anywhere. You got to wait for it to lift. Because, you know, people are crazy out there. So. Can y'all believe we're at this point? We're almost at the end of the year.
It went by fast.
But every year goes fast to get older. Every year it's zooming by. As you get older, because when I was young, the years were not flying by the way they are.
Okay.
Exactly.
They were.
No, they were not. It seemed like it took forever to turn to, you know, 18. You know what I mean? 16, 18, those milestones, 21. Seemed like it took forever to reach those points.
Yeah, and when you reach the half stage, because we used to say, I'm 10 and a half. Shoot. Now I'm like, I ain't going towards that direction with no half.
Right?
Get there when I get there.
Oh, my goodness.
When I went from 25 to 26, I had friends over my house to celebrate my birthday. Two friends came over. And at midnight, they tried to tell me happy birthday. And I told them I was not born at midnight. I was born at 3:31 in the morning. So they had to stay.
Sure.
I was not turning 26 until 3:31 in the morning. So they had
y'all
to stay.
Oh, my God. That's torture.
I don't accept happy birthday at midnight. You have to stay until 3:31 in the morning. Because I was not born at midnight.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I guess I should have never seen my birth certificate because I've been torturing people with that ever since. I don't accept happy birthday at midnight. Like, let me hold on to whatever age I am until 3:31, and then I'll accept it because then I was finally born. That's when they put on the birth certificate that I was here.
And isn't that a trip, like when you're younger, you can't wait to hit those milestones until you hit them.
Mm-hmm.
You in the mid-30s.
Then you start doing that backstroke.
Right?
You know, speaking of birth certificates, you know, I was just glancing over my birth certificate, and under race it says Negro. I said, what?
Yeah.
What? But that was a time, you know. But I was like, I'm offended.
You said
Where were you born,
Negro.
Gav?
California.
Where were you?
San Francisco.
Because I don't know if you were, I can't remember now if you were, I think you were a few years before me, because I was born in California
as
well.
I was born a year before you, yeah.
Okay, and so both of your parents were Negro. On my birth certificate, it says that my mother is Caucasian and my father is Black.
Wow. You know what?
Wow.
Negro too, and we got 2 minutes, 1 minute now. But mine says Negro too. You're right, but because you got yours don't say. I don't think the word mulatto was taken in at that time.
Well, they didn't say what I was. It just said the what the parents were. It said my mother was Caucasian and my father was Black.
It didn't say Negro.
No. It said what my parents were.
Right.
My parents
were Caucasian and Black. They normally
you
see already
drop of black, one drop of blood rule for us. We're all
right.
Black.
Mm-hmm.
One drop of black blood from our, whether it's mother or father. One drop of black blood, you black. That's it. That's
true.
And
so
my sister
where
whose bio
born? Where were you born in?
Fresno, California.
So you know that the